Chapter 10, we'll continue our Matthew sermon series.
他接的经文取自马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10, I'll read in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Matthew chapter 10, Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. Simon, the zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. These 12, Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts. No bags for the journey or extra shirt or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, enter there with some worthy person and stay in their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, then let your peace return to you. If anyone who does not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Truly I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. Now, mission trip these days come in many different forms.
那近年来的这宣教工作呢，都有各式各样的。
Yeah, mission trips to do, let's say, street evangelism in a foreign land.
那有到异国去传福音的。
There are also mission trips to do, let's say, good works, for example, whether it's medical works or education services.
那也有到当地呢，去做善事，如就是这个医疗服务，还有这教育服务。
Now, in Jubilee Church, we are currently involved in an annual mission trip to Da Kwu Ti in northern Thailand to run a youth camp for them for a church and a mission school there.
那我们喜年堂呢，每年都会到这个泰国北部大谷地的这个去做宣教。那在那里为这个教会还有这福音学校举办青年营。
3 to 6 times a year, we also go to Seremban in West Malaysia to support a church that is being planted by the Presbyterian Synod of Malaya.
那每年呢，也会有3至6次，就是到西马的芙蓉去支持一间马来西亚长老会旗下的这个教会。
We will continue to seek new ways to reach out to non-Christians, whether it is local or abroad.
那我们会继续寻找新的方式， 就是对无论是本地或外地的非基督徒去宣教。
Now what I want to share today is about a mission trip, which I call the Galilee mission trip.
那今天我要分享的呢，就是这个我称为加利利的这个宣教队。
And this Galilee mission trip is commissioned by Jesus and to send out his 12 disciples.
那这宣教队呢，是耶稣他任命他的12个门徒。
Now first, I will explain what is the objective of this mission trip.
那首先我要解释这个宣教队的这个目的。
If you follow the Gospel of Mark, Matthew, and Luke,
那如果你就从这个马可、马太还有路加福音来看,
the earthly ministry of Jesus is basically divided up into 3 phases.
那耶稣在世上的工作呢，可以分为3个阶段。
The first phase is his ministry in Galilee.
那第一个阶段就是在加利利的工作。That's
the green portion you see on the screen.
那就是你在这个荧幕上可以看到青色的这部分。And
then the second phase is where he would starts to move on from Galilee and eventually on a road trip ending up in Jerusalem.
那第二个部分呢，就是他沿途到耶路撒冷的这个工作。And
that's the yellow portion that you see on the screen.
就是黄色的部分。And
the last phase is mainly concentrated in Jerusalem itself.
那最后的这部分呢，就是集中在耶路撒冷。Now
we know that at the beginning of this ministry in Galilee, Jesus called disciples to start following him.
那就在这个加利利的工作的开始的时候，耶稣他就呼召了门徒跟随他。
The most famous of these disciples will be the brothers, Peter and Andrew and John and James. They are fishermen who is by the Sea of Galilee.
最著名的就是彼得和安德烈兄弟，以及约翰和雅各兄弟。那他们是这加利利岸边的这渔夫。
Others that you might know will include, let's say, Matthew, who was a tax collector and also the author of our gospel.
那其他就包括这个税吏马太，也相信就是这个马太福音的作者。
Now, these followers, having accompanied Jesus and observing up close for at least a year, they can now imitate Jesus to do the same work as he does.
那他们呢，跟随了耶稣，就是近距离 观察他至少有一年，那现在他们已经能效仿耶稣去独自去做这个宣教的工作。
So by the end of this first phase, which we know is mainly concentrated in Galilee, and right before Jesus starts to embark towards his road trip to Jerusalem, Jesus now has selected 12 of these followers.
那就是到了这集中在加利利这第一阶段的尾部，也就是在耶稣启程到耶路撒冷的这个路程前呢，耶稣就选了这十二个门徒。
And these 12 followers are commissioned to go two by two to all the villages of Galilee to spread the word.
那他们就被任命两个两个的到加利利的村落去做宣教。
This is the mission trip.
这就是这宣教队。
And the historians tell us that at this point there are over 200 villages throughout Galilee.
那历史家就告诉我们，在这时候呢，加利利有超过200个村落。
So you can imagine it's quite heavily populated at this time.
那你可想象，这时已经是人口非常密集的。
Now we know from the Gospels that Jesus actually himself has been going from town to town to be preaching for more than a year.
那我们从福音中呢知道，其实耶稣已经是到这些村落去超过一年了。
But you can imagine there must be still many, many villagers, especially in the remote areas, that have yet to hear about the good news.
但特别是在这偏僻的地区呢，应该是还有许多村落还没有听到福音。
So the objective of this Galilee mission trip is a systematic way of quickly, you know, spreading the message geographically throughout all of Galilee as quickly as possible.
那这加利利福音队呢，它的这个其实就是一个很有系统式的去将福音尽快传遍加利利的方法。
You might say that, well, Jesus himself could have, you know, go on to all of these 200 villages personally, yes.
那或许你会认为耶稣他尽可亲自到访这所有200个村庄。
But you can imagine that there is also this urgency of Jesus to quickly start on his road trip towards Jerusalem and to quickly fulfill his overall mission.
但他也必须尽早就是启程到耶路撒冷，以便完成他整个工作。
So having commissioned these 6 mission teams, 2 by 2, they can distribute this geographical workload and then eventually finish the task of really spreading the word throughout all of Galilee, all these villages. That is the mission.
那任命这六支这个宣教队呢，就能分担这工作，然后尽快完成到访加利利所有村落的任务。
So you can imagine that if this is the objective, this will explain the specific instructions that Jesus had given to these disciples.
那如果你知道这就是主要的目的呢，你就会了解，耶稣他吩咐这些门徒的，他给予他们的这些吩咐。
They are told not to bring any excess provisions for themselves.
那耶稣吩咐他们不许带多余的物件。
They are just to rely on the basic hospitality of the villagers that they go.
那只接受这村民所招待的。
And so if they are received warmly in a place,
那如果在某个地方呢，受到殷勤的招待，
then they get to stay there for a while to do their work.
他们就可以多待一会儿，去做他们的工作。
But because they do not have any extra provisions, if they are being rejected, then they have to quickly move on quickly to go to another hospitable place until another place can receive them and they have, that's what they have to do.
那但因为他们一无所有呢，所以如果他们被拒绝，他们就得赶紧就是离开，直到找到另一个欢迎他们的地方。
So the key is to really to keep moving until all the villagers of Galilee have a chance of a visit from the Jesus' disciples.
那重点就是不能停留，那这样加利利所有的村落才有机会见到耶稣的门徒。
Now in the Gospel of Mark, we are told that by the end of this mission trip, the mission trip was very successful.
那在马可福音呢，就告诉我们，在宣教队结束后，这个宣教是非常的成功。
And in Mark chapter 6, it says that when all these disciples, they start to, apostles try to gather around Jesus and reported to him all that is being done and thought, wow, there were so many people coming in and out that they do not even have a chance to eat.
那马可福音第六章呢，就说到，那使徒聚集在耶稣那里，将一切所做的事、所传的道全告诉他。然后，然后因为往来的人就太多了，他们就连吃饭也没有功夫。
They were so successful, and in the Gospel of Mark, we knew that what happened next was that they were so successful that that resulted in the feeding of the 5,000 because so many people were looking desperately for Jesus. That's the next episode. They had to feed the 5,000.
那他们就是这么成功呢？因为许多人都在加利利寻找耶稣，变成接下来他们就将这5,000人给喂饱。
Now 5,000 might not seem a lot, you know, compared to the entire population of Galilee.
那和加利利的人口相比，或许5,000人并不多。
But you can see that precisely because there was such a mission trip, okay, by the 12 apostles, these 5,000 now have a chance to respond to Jesus.
可是就因为这12门徒他们在加利利的这个宣教队。宣教队，那这5,000人就有机会回应耶稣。
Now, if the objective of the mission is to quickly spread the word throughout Galilee, what exactly is the task that they are supposed to do whenever they visit a village?
那如果这个福音队的这个目的呢，就是将福音宣传传遍这个加利利，那他们在每个村落究竟应该做的是什么呢？
If we look at the verses, you would see that actually what they are supposed to do and what John the Baptist has been doing, what Jesus has been doing, is actually almost the same.
那他们做的其实就和这个施洗约翰以及耶稣本身所做的没有多大的不同。
Then the basic thing is to preach that the kingdom of heaven is coming.
那就是要传一个讯息，就是天国近了。
We can observe from all these messages thatThey are essentially the same.
那我们可以看到这些讯息都是一样的。
Even though we are also told that there will be miracles, there will be healing, there will be exorcism, but all these healings and exorcism, essentially they are just signs of this key message. The kingdom of heaven is coming. And we know that there are signs because all these miracles and healing is being prophesied by the Old Testament prophets that when the kingdom of heaven is coming, these are the signs that you will see.
那虽然呢，就是会有这个医治以及这个赶鬼的这些神迹，可是，这些神迹其实只是天国近了的这个迹象，就如先知书里提到的。
The miracles were just visual illustrations to tell us that this message is true. The healings and exorcism were not the message itself.
那这些神迹呢，其实只是讯息的这个事项，并不是讯息本身。
So the main task remains to really go to every town and declare the message that the kingdom of heaven is near.
那主要的工作仍然是到每个村落去宣告天国近了。
Now if the kingdom of heaven is the key message, I want to tell you that there are two key things that you need to know about this.
那对于这个天国呢，其实有两件事你是必须知道的。
The first thing that you need to know about the kingdom of heaven is that it begins with the restoration of Israel.
那第一件关于天国的就是它是从以色列的复兴开始。
Now you might wonder why. Why should Israel and the Jews come first?
那你或许会问，为什么以色列和犹太人就是有这个优先权？
Isn't the kingdom of heaven for all?
那天国不是给所有全人类的吗？
Yes, it's true. The kingdom of heaven is for all of humanity.
的确是的，天国是给全人类的。
But Israel and Jews must come first Because the God that is declaring this is the God of faithfulness.
可是这以色列和犹太人呢，他们就是有这个优先权，因为神是信实的神。
And he has a covenant to fulfill with Israel.
那他必须履行就是对这个以色列立的约。
So if God, and you can imagine, so can, how can God ask us to have faith in his promises of salvation if he himself do not first keep his promise with Israel?
那如果神呢，他不先遵守他对以色列的这承诺，他要如何叫我们对他这个救恩的承诺有信心呢？
So yes, even though this salvation is for all of humanity.
那因此，虽然救恩最终是给全人类的，
but to keep his promise first to Israel to show that he is a God of faithfulness, the message of Jesus must first go to the Jews.
那耶稣的这个讯息呢，就必须先给犹太人。
So starting from the Jews in Galilee and eventually reaching all the Jews that is in Jerusalem.
从这些在加利利的犹太人开始，然后最后是到耶路撒冷的其他的犹太人。
And this is why at this very critical juncture, 12 apostles were chosen.
那因此就在这很关键性的时刻呢，这十二个门徒就被甄选了。
Because they are 12, because they would symbolize the 12 tribes of Israel.
那这十二人呢，他就象征这个以色列的十二个支派。
In our passage, we were told that these disciples, they are not to go to the Gentile lands or to the Samaritan towns, but rather to go to the lost sheep of Israel.
那今天的经文呢，耶稣他就吩咐外邦人的路，你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进，宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
It isn't because that the Gentiles and the Samaritans were not important.
这不是因为呢，外邦人和撒玛利亚人并不重要。
They are still part of the salvation plan, and their evangelism will later come about in Acts chapter 8 and 10.
那他们仍然是这救恩的这计划里的一部分。就在《使徒行传》第八和第十章讲到他们会听到福音。
But at this critical juncture, Israel must come first because God has a covenant with them.
但在这关键性的时刻呢，以色列他有优先权，是因为他们与神有旧约。
Now Jesus called this group of people, the Jews, the lost sheep of Israel.
那耶稣就称这些犹太人为以色列家迷失的羊。
The lost sheep, and this is a reminder that for these Jews, they are still missing the true shepherd.
那迷失的羊呢，就是提醒说，这些犹太人还没有找到他们真正的牧人。
Now, shepherd is a metaphor for kingship in the ancient Near East culture, in those places.
那在古代这个近东文化里面呢，这牧人指的就是君王。
So they don't have the shepherd means that they don't have the king. Who is the king?
那他们没有这牧人呢，就是指他们没有君王。那谁是王呢？
The official king of the kingdom of heaven, of course, is God himself. God is the king.
那天国的王当然就是神本身。
But the king in flesh and blood is Jesus Christ.
但带肉身的王呢，却是耶稣基督。
Jesus said to his disciples in our passage last week that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
那耶稣他就对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers to the field, harvest field.
所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
The 12 apostles that we see in today's passage were therefore sent. Why were they sent? To do this harvesting.
那因此这十二门徒呢，他们被差遣去收庄稼。
They are to gather the lost sheep of Israel.
去收迷失的羊。
So that they all can come under the great shepherd.Who is, of course, Jesus Christ himself.
让他们可以回到这个牧人，也就是耶稣基督身边。
And because of this mission trip, 5,000 have come to seek Jesus.
那因为这个宣教队呢，就有5,000人来寻找耶稣。
Jesus is the true king.
耶稣是真正的王。
So this is the first thing you need to know, that first Israel must be restored.
那就是你这就是你第一件必须懂的事，就是耶稣得复兴以色列。
The second thing you need to know is that the way to respond to the kingdom of heaven is through repentance.
那第二件事呢，就是你要到就是要知道天国这件 就必须懂的是，就是你必须悔改。
Even though repentance is not mentioned explicitly in our passage today,
那虽然在今天的经文里没有特别提到就是悔改。
But actually is implied by the judgment that Jesus was talking about, especially on judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah.
但却能从这个耶稣对于所多玛还有这个俄摩拉的这个审判看出来。
And later when the apostles came back and reported to Jesus what they had done, we see in Matthew chapter 11 that Jesus began to denounce the town where the miracles had been performed because they do not repent.
那当这十二个门徒来向这个耶稣汇报的时候呢，耶稣就在诸城中行了他就说那些城的人终不悔改，就在那时候责备他们。
So if you want to talk about, even before you want to talk about what is life in the kingdom of heaven, what are the values, what do you do, what is it there, the first thing that you must do, know is that first you must respond with repentance.
那因此你在说到这个天国的生活之前呢，你必须先向神悔改。
I think this is why even before Jesus spelled out the values of the kingdom of heaven in his Sermon on the Mount in chapter 5 to 7, Jesus first have to say this at the beginning of chapter 5.
那或许就是因为这样呢，在当这个耶稣在马太福音这个登山宝训说到天国的这个价值观之前，他就这么说。
He says, "Blessed are those who are poor in spirit."
他说，虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are those who mourn.
哀恸的人有福了。
Blessed are the meek.
温柔的人有福了。
Blessed are the pure in heart.
清心的人有福了。
Whether we are talking about those who are poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who are meek, those who are pure in heart, all this are descriptions of one with a repentant and contrite heart.
那这些呢？虚心的人、哀恸的人等等，都是在形容一颗悔改、悔悟的心。
So this is what the disciples are doing in this Galilee mission trip. They are supposed to go and prepare all these people, the lost sheep, to prepare them in repentance.
那这加利利宣教队他们的任务就是去提醒人们要悔改。
So that when Jesus is eventually revealed as the king after his death and resurrection, all these repentant hearts will be ready to receive his kingship wholeheartedly.
那这样呢，当耶稣在死而复活后显现为王的时候，他们就能全心全意的去领受他的王位。
So imagine what this is exactly what is happening. These disciples going to the towns and villages, to the remote places, two by two, all of them trying to look for people who are receptive to the message.
那你可以想象呢，就是门徒们他们两人一组的到每个镇每个村落去，就是寻找那些能接受他们的讯息的人。
And if they find people who are repentant, then they can give them the blessing of peace.
那如果他们悔改呢，他们就能领受这平安的祝福。
But if they are found to be unrepentant,then Jesus, and despite all the signs and miracles that proves to them that the message about the coming of the kingdom of heaven is real, if they are unrepentant, then the disciples are supposed to shake off the dust of their feet.
但如果他们看到了这个表明天国近了的迹象还有神迹，却仍然不悔改的话呢，门徒就得把脚上的尘土跺下去。
Now, what is exactly this gesture of shaking off the dust of the feet?
那将这脚下的尘土跺下去，究竟是一个什么样的这个举动呢？
This is what the Jews do whenever they, sometimes they have, out of no choice, they have to go to Gentile lands. Whenever they go to Gentile lands and come back to their Jewish land, this is what they will do. They will dust the dust off their feet.
那其实这就是犹太人他们当他们离开这外邦人的地方的时候要回到犹太人的地方时他们所做的这个举动。
So essentially when the disciples encounter unrepentant Jews and when they leave they have to dust their feet, this is therefore a sign to show that all these unrepentant villagers they will be as if they are Gentiles.
那这举动呢，就代表着这些不愿悔改的这个犹太人呢，他们将会被当成是外邦人。
They will be separated from the covenant of God.
并与神的约隔绝。
Who are the Gentiles?
谁是外邦人呢？
When we were talking about our going through our the Ephesians sermon series, this is how Paul described the Gentiles.
那在以弗所书的讲道里呢，就是保罗他就是这样去形容外邦人的。
He says the Gentiles are those who are excluded from the citizenship in Israel, foreigners to the covenant of the people.
那他们就是在以色列国民之以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人。
They are without hope, without God in the world.
他们活在世上没有指望，没有神。
This is the judgment that Jesus is talking about.
那这就是耶稣所说的审判。
Now, brothers and sisters, so I try to put myself into those situations.
那我就设身处地的去想。
I imagine how would I have responded if I were a person living in those times?
如果我生活在当时呢，我在想我会如何的回应。
How would I have responded?
我会如何回应？
And that is the moment I realized just how precious is that moment of grace that was given.
那我就了解这个恩典是有多么的宝贵。
It was a grace to be able to serve the message to the people.
那无论是就是宣传福音的恩典。
It was also a grace to be served with the message.
或是这个领福音的恩典。
Now, if the disciples had not earlier responded to the call of Jesus to follow him,
那如果这些门徒之前呢，他们没有回应耶稣的呼召。
They would not have the honor now to become a representative of the 12 tribes of Israel.
那他们就现在呢就不会收到这个成为以色列这十二支派的代表的这个荣誉。
And so I see that wow, this is such a precious grace that was given to them, a grace to be able to, you know, be part of this, to become an emissary of this gospel.
那这恩典呢就是。给予这十二个跟随者，那让他们成为这个福音的使者。
It was a grace to be able to serve.
能就是奉献呢，其实是一种恩典。
It was also a precious grace that was given to the villagers of Galilee at that time.
那同样的呢，这些给予那些住在加利利的犹太人也是一种恩典。
Yet if the villagers have been unrepentant.When they receive this message, they will not be able to be a part of the kingdom of heaven.
但如果这些村里的人呢，他们听到了门徒所传达的福音，却仍然不悔改呢，他们就失去了成为这天国的一份子的机会。
Now, sometimes in life, we say that all will have second chances and more chances. Yes, sometimes it is so.
那有时候呢，在生活中，我们或许会得到第二、第三的这个机会。
But I realized as I put myself in that time, in that situation, I realized that sometimes grace comes once in a lifetime.
但是有时候呢，就是在一生中，恩典它只会来，就是来一次。
But sometimes when that moment of grace comes to us, we might not appreciate just how precious is that moment of grace.
当那恩典的那一刻到来的时候，我们却不珍惜这恩典的这个宝贵。
Did you ever stop?To think about all the love and sacrifices that has to be made and planned, whether by God or by people, for a moment of grace to come to you.
那你是否有想过，就是为了让这一刻的恩典来到你的面前的时候，其实是需要多少就是人或者神的爱和牺牲呢？
Sometimes I wonder what I would be doing if I'm not a pastor.
那有时候我会想，如果我不是牧师，我现在会是在做什么
？I guess that is an alternate history. I will never know.
我想我是我不会知道这答案。
But what I do know is that I took a moment of grace that was given to me.
但我知道那时候我是领受了给予我的一刻恩典。
And I'm blessed with this moment of grace that I took it to be able to be a blessing to others.True Jubilee Church.
那让我就在禧年堂里呢，成为别人的这个祝福。
Now for the Jews that is in the remote villages of ancient Galilee.
那对于就是在这古加利利偏僻的这些村落的犹太人
，It took a special special mission trip that was arranged by Jesus and his disciples so that the gospel could reach them.
那是耶稣的这个门徒，他们这特别的宣教队，才将这福音带给他们。
Now for all of us who are present today,
那对于我们在座的
，in comparison to them, we are so blessed.
那和他们相比呢，我们是多么的幸福。
We are so blessed to be able to hear the word of God from a shepherd every Sunday.
那我们能在每个星期天，听到这个牧人传达的福音，实在是太有福气了。
But sometimes I wonder if we begin to take things for granted.
可是有时候我就在想，我们是不是因为如此就把它当成理所当然的？
Because sometimes we might think that no, we do not have to respond to God just this particular week. Why this particular week?
那或许我们会想，这星期其实我不需要回应神。
I have the next week.
我还有下个星期。
And then the next week.
然后再下一个。
Then the next week. How about the next week?
或许再下一个。
But beware, you might end up like the Jews in Jerusalem.
但你要小心，你或许就会像在就是耶路撒冷的一些犹太人一样。
Because like some of these Jews in Jerusalem, they have the temple there.
那他们就认为，其实他们有这个圣殿。
Oh, we have the temple. I can always go there this week. If not this week, next week, we always have the temple there.
他们随时都可以到那圣殿去。
But they miss the moment.When Jesus comes along,
可是他们就错失了这个耶稣到来的一刻。
Thinking that, oh, this is just like every other week.
因为他们在想，其实这就和平时一样，没有不同。
So I want today, just don't think about other weeks. Think about today. Let today be a precious moment of grace to you.
那我就想你让今天成为你这恩典的时刻。
There are two ways for you to respond to today's message.
那对于今天的这个讯息呢，你可以有两个方式来回应。
The first is if you have been following Jesus for a long time.
那如果你已经跟随耶稣好一段时间
，What is a long time？
什么叫好一段时间呢
？As long as it's more than a year.
就是多过一年就算。
If you have been following Jesus for more than a year, just like these disciples, then you have followed Jesus for more than a year. It is time.For you to serve. What Jesus do, you can do.
如果你跟随耶稣多过一年呢，你就可以让这一刻成为你这个奉献的时刻。
Don't think about other weeks. Let this week, let today be your moment of grace.
让今天成为你这恩典的时刻。
Because you know, it is a grace, a moment of grace to be able to serve.
因为你要知道，能奉献其实是一种恩典。
One way you can do is you can join the upcoming mission trip that is being planned to go to 大谷地. You can join that.
那你可以参与这接下来我们要到这个大谷地的这个宣教队.
If you do that, you can go. You have this grace to be able to share the word with the Chinese-speaking youth over there.
那你就可以和当地这些讲华语的青少年分享这福音.
If somehow you are unable to go.I will encourage you to approach your zone pastors. If you are younger than 40, you can also approach, let's say, Pastor Enoch.
那如果你不能去呢，你就或许可以找你的这个区牧。
Now, and our zone pastors can train you to bring you to evangelize, to bring you along, let's say, on visitations, caroling. We have many outreach events that are being planned for this year.
那我们的区牧呢，他们可以就是训练你，带你一同去做这个家访，报佳音，或者是参与这个外展活动。
We have many avenues, many opportunities. We need people to share the gospel with others.
那我们有许多这个机会呢，让你和别人去分享福音。
In every single ministry, or you can approach any ministry leaders. In every ministry, we have needs of people who can share about the joy of following Jesus.
或许你也可以找这个事工的这个主席，然后在每个事工呢，我们都需要就是能分享跟随耶稣基督的这个喜悦。
I say again, as long as you have been following Jesus for more than a year, then please share your love of following Jesus.
那只要你已经跟随耶稣超过一年了，那就请你去分享就是跟随耶稣的这喜悦。
What did Jesus say? Jesus says, freely you have received, freely give.
那耶稣他说你白白的领受了，就白白的奉献。
Freely you have received, then please, freely give.
白白的领受了，就白白的奉献。
Is it freely you have received? Oh, good. Let me put it in my safe. Is that the message?
那他是不是说，如果你白白的领受了，就这样收着保存着呢？
No, freely you have received, freely give.
不是的，他是说你白白的领受，白白的奉献。
Now, for some of you, if you have not affirmed Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
那但如果你还没有认定耶稣是你的王和教王教主。救主
Then I hope that this now become a moment for you to be served with the message.
那我现在就要给你这领受这个恩典的时刻。
Dear friend,
亲爱的朋友，
the kingdom of God is coming? No, it has already come.
天国不是近了，而是已经到来。
I know the kingdom of God has come because Jesus has come.
那我知道天国已经到来，因为耶稣已经到来。
He is God in flesh and blood.
他就是以肉身来到的神。
He died for the love of humanity.
他为了对人的爱而死。
But he was raised from the dead by God, and now he is and that he has conquered sin and death.
但神将他复活，然后战胜这个罪恶和死亡。
Now he's enthroned, sitting at the right side of God.
那他现在就坐在神的右边。
I have come to tell you, to give you this moment of grace. I have come to tell you that this Jesus, he is the true King. He is the one that you should follow.
我是来给你这恩典的时刻，来告诉你，耶稣就是真正的王。
Now, maybe I'm not the first guy to come and tell you this. Maybe you have heard this message many times before.
那你或许已经听过这讯息许多遍了。
But I do not know how many more times you can hear this message.
但我不知道你能再听多几遍。
So my job here is to let this moment be a moment of grace to you.
那我今天的工作就是要让这一刻成为你领受恩典的一刻。
So that from this day forth,Your new life with Jesus can begin.
好，让你在耶稣里的新生命从此开始。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。